You know what? We sometimes make faith really hard, and it's not. When your faith runs out, maybe it's time to just stop and consider him who is faithful. Not you, not rather you've done enough, said enough, heard enough, whatever. Consider him who is faithful. Remember his faithfulness, and I love the song, lean on his everlasting arms, because he is faithful. Those arms will never give out on you. When you don't have faith, consider Jesus. Consider who went to the cross for you. Consider on that cross what he did for you, that all your sins were nailed there with him. That he paid the price for you and me. And now guess what we get? We get the constant presence of God and the Holy Spirit dwelling in us. That's because of Jesus. That's because of God, who will never leave us or forsake us. That's because he is faithful. So when we feel faithless and we are trying to hold on to things, stop. Because he's the one holding on to you. I love this scripture. Oh, sorry. Let me just back up just a sec. Well, no, let me continue on. I'll go this scripture here. Nope, I'm way ahead of myself there. Anyhow, it's from Isaiah, and I'll get to it. Isaiah 41:13. For I am the Lord, your God, who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear. I will help you. The Lord's got a hold of you by your right hand, and he says, don't fear, I'm going to help you. So when you feel like you don't have the faith and the strength, remember, he's there to help you. Lean on him. Look to him. It says, through faith, Sarah received strength. That word strength there is the word dunamis. Anybody know what dunamis means? Power. And it's the power of the Holy Spirit. She received power of the Holy Spirit because she believed God. She received that dunamis power to conceive the seed when she was well past that age of bearing children. Is anything too hard for the Lord? When we base our faith in Jesus, when we allow ourselves to stop and think, what is my opinion of God? Do I have a good opinion of God? And challenge ourselves if we don't. Challenge yourself if you're thinking, well, God does that for other people, but not for me, not for us, not for my family, not for my friends, not for my children. It's time to get your thinking lined up with what God and who God is. To get your opinion of God to be a good opinion. When you start seeing right or believing right, conceiving right, you will start manifesting right in your life. You'll start see it come. Hebrews 4, we talked a little bit about this morning, where the children of Israel couldn't enter the promised land because of their unbelief. Or another word for that is they were unpersuaded. They didn't believe. Their hearts were not persuaded. They didn't have a good opinion of God. In fact, what did they do? They went to their tents and they grumbled. They grumbled and complained. He's just brought us out here to kill us. He hates us. God hates us, and he brought us out here to kill us. Now, if they had taken a minute to sit and talk, gather together and say, what has the Lord done for us? They could have stepped all the way back to when they were still in Egypt, and they saw the plagues hit the Egyptians, but where they lived in Goshen, they didn't experience any of it. When they came out of were leaving to come out of Israel, they would have seen how God had turned the hearts of the Egyptians to give them lots of gold, silver, cloths, food, all kinds of things as they were on their way out. As they went out, they would have seen the pillar of fire at night and the cloud by day that took them. And when they got to the Red Sea, wouldn't they have remembered? I don't know. I think that would have been pretty impressive. The sea divide and then walk over on dry ground. And then when they saw the pillar of fire holding back the enemy, you know, because they were a little panicked. Oh, no, they're going to kill us. Walk across the dry land while the pillar holds them back. Get onto the other side, and the pillar lifts to let the army of Pharaoh go through. And before it reaches the other side, kabamo, takes out their enemies. They get into the desert, and they're, we're going to die. We have no water. Water from a rock. Water from a rock. Bam. Water. Hello. Right? The stick hits. Oh, we're hungry. Manna from heaven. Quails come into their camp. They don't even have to go out of the camp. They're there right there. Got a couple of chickens for supper. Again and again. And again, God proves himself faithful. And what was their opinion of him? When they get to the promised land and they send the spies in and the spies come back, too big. They go to their tents and grumble, God has brought us out here to die.
Moses took too long on the mountain.
Yeah, took too long on the mountain. Made a golden calf, had a really big party. Sorry. Had a really big party, a debaucherous party. The thing is what I'm trying to say, and I'm sure you've heard it, is why didn't they stop a minute and think back to the goodness of God? Sorry, here we go again. Why didn't they stop and think? So, I don't know, if it was me, I would have. How many times has the Lord done something? How many of you can recall everything the Lord has done in your life for you? And how many times do we get into situations where we don't remember the good things of God? And we get into the grumbling and the complaining because it's not working out the way I want it to right now. Hello, I'm there. Preaching to the pastor here. I'm just thankful to God. We even look at Sarah. The laughing, mocking, doubting, lying Sarah. God was still faithful to his promise. And here we are on this side of the cross, finished work of Jesus, where all our sins have been removed, not just covered, we're removed as far as the east is from the west, a better covenant. And then I encourage you, have we taken time to stop and remind ourselves what he's done and see in our mind and in our heart what God has promised us that follow him. The children of Israel could not enter our promised land because they were unpersuaded that God was good. They did not have a good opinion of God. He's out here to kill us. God hates us. They weren't convinced that God loved him. They weren't convinced that God loved them. And they grumbled and they complained. So if you find yourself grumbling and complaining, check what your opinion of God is in that moment. Are you going to call him a liar? Or are you going to believe the truth about who he is? Both the prodigal son and Sarah had their moments of grumbling and doubt. They lost faith, but they all came to their senses. Both came to their senses. We know the prodigal son did, and had recognized the good opinion he had of his father. His father, he recognized, no, that's truth. Who my father is, this is truth. He got up and returned home. Sarah received strength to conceive the seed and had a good opinion of God. And even though she was of old age, her faith came by hearing that promise, hearing the words. And it challenged her doubtful laughter and her lies. He still promised. The enemy wants to get you in a place of thinking that there's no point, to get you a place where you don't have hope. In fact, you might even have, how many of you ever have heard this or said this? Don't get your hopes up. It may not be God's will for you to be fill in the blank. You'll be disappointed. You know what? We know that's a lie. And again, let me see if I've got the right one. Hebrews 11:1 says, faith is confidence or substance, if it's the NIV or the King James, of things what?
Hope.
Oh no. If I'm giving up hope, saying don't get your hopes up, am I ever going to grow in faith? That's hope. I love, I've heard it put this way. Faith has to do with right now. In fact, I think I have that there. Faith has to do with right now. And what does that mean? Right now, if I am sitting and allowing my sanctified, consecrated imagination to get a hold of the Word of God, the promises of God, let myself start seeing it, thinking it over, seeing myself involved in it, I have that right now. It's something I have right now. And as I believe and trust in the good opinion of God and his faithfulness, I'll establish my heart in that word. I'll plant the seed. And hope always has to do with the future. You see, I'm hoping in the future I'm going to see it. My hope is it's going to happen. Confident expectation of something good coming. And my faith already sees it, because I see it in the word of God. I have a good opinion of God. I know what he has promised, and he is faithful. Am I making sense? Good. I think this is, let's see here. Nope. Oh, there's my Isaiah verse. Hey, just out of place. For I am the Lord your God who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, don't fear, I'll help you. So if you're struggling, this is our everlasting Father who promises never to leave us or forsake us. He's got a hold of your right hand, and he will help you. Can you see it? Can you see it? Do you see him holding your right hand? Getting a hold of God's word, considering him faithful, who makes the promises. Again, just like Betty said, seeing it. Can you see it in your imagination? Can you bring your thoughts in line with God's word? Because then you have it right now. You are establishing with faith in your heart the truth of God. Sarah received strength to conceive the seed. I think that's where we're going. Whoops. Nope. I don't know where that went. Okay. Technology. Love it. Hate it. Sarah received strength to conceive the seed. Jesus shares in the parable of the sower and the seed that the seed is what? It's the word of God, right? The word of God. Now I'm going to ask you, how much seed are you planting? Coming back to our farmers in the field, do they go out and plant one or two seeds? No. They sow the whole field, tons of seeds, because when the harvest comes, if they only plant two or three, what are they going to get? Two or three. But if they plant the whole field, fill it with seeds, lots. So we can take one or two little scriptures and plant them. Praise God, that's better than nothing. But if you want a big harvest, plant a lot. Plant a lot of seed. When she, Sarah, received the seed into her heart, she spent 3 months listening, thinking on it, contemplating it. Eventually, it sprouted in her heart. It took root, and faith was born in her heart. Faith to see that son. Her son was first born in her and then came out in the natural. Again, we remember Sarah's attitude at first, but it changed. So when we have attitude, it can change when we consider the one who is faithful, who made the promises. When you think you have no faith, when you're sitting in that place, again, here's just some points. Consider him faithful who made the promises. Check your opinion of him. Is it a good opinion? Huh? I'm going to lose it. See? Need to have, and now this is too high. Sorry. It's all good. And then through faith, and that is just trust and Holy Spirit, partner with Holy Spirit to conceive the seed, the Word of God. Partner with Holy Spirit, help me understand this word, this promise of God. Help me plant it. He's there to partner with us. He's holding your hand. I'll never leave you. The dunamis power to help establish our hearts. That faith in our hearts to see that seed, to see it, give birth to it in our hearts. Is it for healing? Is it because we need relationships restored? Is it for a loved one that's a prodigal or maybe doesn't know the Lord? All the things that are there. And then last, and again, don't forget, how much seed are you planting? And if we are faithless, remember he's faithful and he's going to follow through his word for us. Let's, again, just trust who God is. Let's change our opinion if we're struggling with that. Challenge ourselves. I'll get you to stand up with me. I hope I didn't confuse you, Holy Spirit. Just take hold of that. Father, we come before you again. Thank you because you are good. You are willing. And your love for us is shown through what Jesus did for us. So we can boldly come before your throne of grace in our time of need and just seek you. We thank you that every promise you've made, you are faithful to. And so, Lord, we ask you where we do not have a good opinion of you, where we doubt, where we are faltering, we ask for your help. Help us to see, help us to conceive your word in our hearts so we can give birth to the promises you have for us. And we thank you, Father, that this is all possible because of the finished work of Jesus and the outpouring of your Holy Spirit upon us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We give you all the glory and the praise with great thanksgiving. And all the children of God said, amen. Amen. So be it.